You're listening to SBS News.
The moves were legal, but undermined the principles of responsible government. That's the Solicitor General's advice on Scott Morrison's secret portfolios. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he won't always release advice from the Solicitor General, but in this case, it's warranted. He says his predecessor needs to be held to account.
The advice, though, is, I think, a very clear, criticism and critique of the implications that are there for our democratic system of government of what happened under the former Morrison government.
The Prime Minister has announced a standalone inquiry which will look into what happened and consider possible future reform.
There's a need for more transparency about how this occurred, why this occurred, who knew about it occurring, what the implications are. There are clearly a whole raft of questions which have been raised.
Anthony Albanese says he's asked his department to look into closing the loophole that allowed the appointments to take place in secret. Solicitor General Stephen Donohue wrote in his report, the lack of transparency means those ministers can't be held to account. Constitutional law expert Professor George Williams explains further.
The fact that these appointments were lawful does not make them right, nor do they make them safe for our democracy. And as the Solicitor General has identified, there are important conventions of our system of responsible government. They require, for example, that ministers are accountable to Parliament. But it's impossible for a minister to be accountable to Parliament if nobody even knows the minister has been appointed. So the fact that this occurred in secret meant that the process broke down and these basic rules of our democracy were broken.
The Greens have welcomed the announcement of an inquiry, but say it needs to include broad terms of reference to widely investigate the issue and have the powers of a royal commission. Green Senator David Shoebridge says that would allow the inquiry more powers to access documents and compel witnesses.
We need strong legislative response. We need the law to compel transparency. And we need this inquiry to have the power to summons those documents, to compel the production of witnesses, and ensure that the public and the Parliament gets to the bottom of this.
Professor Williams says an inquiry may not be enough to ensure there's change to the conventions.
This needs an inquiry to get the bottom of what happened, and most importantly, to determine how we fix this for the future. I think this will involve more than just changing conventions. It will require legislation. We need a law for transparency to make sure that whenever a minister is appointed, Parliament and the public get to know.
The opposition says it will look to work with the government to make some of the processes more transparent. But Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee is accusing the Prime Minister of focusing on the past rather than the present.
As the Solicitor General noted, processes could be improved and be made more transparent. And the opposition is ready to proceed along those lines with the government, with the proposals to improve those processes.
Scott Morrison has responded, posting a lengthy statement on Facebook, maintaining the powers were not misused. The saga is undoubtedly good for the government, which has surged ahead in opinion polls. The government is still in its post-election honeymoon phase and enjoying positive polling, but it's also showing a clear increase in popularity since the election. A Resolve strategic poll published in 9 newspapers shows Labor's primary vote at 42%, ahead of its 33% primary vote in May before the election. But Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has told Channel 7 he's not paying much attention to the numbers.
We are very focused on the task of government, and you know we've been asked polling questions a lot. And our before the last election, we said we were focused on the election, and now we're very much focused on governing. And I think polls take care of themselves.
The Prime Minister was out last night at a concert in Sydney, caught on camera rapidly downing a beer and clearly not paying attention to the polls either. It puts the government in a more comfortable position, while the ministry saga and a future investigation continues to damage the opposition. Krishani Danji, SBS News.